Good afternoon, you're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisny, and this is the Midday News. A sharp drop in unemployment in France is reported for the fourth quarter of 2019, with 85,000 fewer unemployed, according to the INSEE. The unemployment rate drops to 8.1%, which is the lowest rate since the end of 2008. And after the publication of these figures, the Minister of Labour, Muriel Pénicaud, considers the target of an unemployment rate of 7% by 2022 frankly achievable. After 14 days of quarantine at the Carry-le-Rouet Holiday Centre, the 181 French nationals who have returned from Wuhan, the epicenter of the coronavirus epidemic, will no longer be isolated as of tomorrow. Authorities have not yet reported any contamination. Three shuttles will bring them to the Marseille train station or airport tomorrow. In Paris, two of the patients are cured and have left the hospital. This morning, Emmanuel Macron was at the Mer de Glace in Haute-Savoie, the symbol of global warming in France. The president will now announce at Chamonix measures to protect the Mont Blanc from overcrowding and increased incivilities. After Kiara, the storm Inès reaches the northwest of France. Météo France has placed six departments under orange weather alert. An alert for wave submersion and strong wind has been issued on the coast from the Pas-de-Calais to La Manche. Strong winds are also expected in Calvados. Seine-Maritime and Eure are at risk for flooding. In soccer, the Coupe de France continues and the quarterfinals end tonight. Épinal, National 2 club, receives Saint-Étienne at 9 o'clock. After Rennes on Tuesday, yesterday Lyon qualified, winning 1-0 against Marseille, and the PSG beat Dijon 6-1. The draw for the semifinals is at 8:45. You've been listening to the Midday News. I'm Noelle Boisny for English Waves.